end of 2016, we actually lost a family. One of the times we were at work, me and my younger brother, came back at home and one day and there was an airstrike in our area and our house got damaged. The whole building actually collapsed down and everyone in it died. So, it was a bit hard for a couple of months. To be honest, my brother got in some kind of a condition like a depression. And they were tired of the whole situation in Syria, the whole danger, the whole, like every time we are on the road, there was been like checking point and then we had to run away. Then there was bombings and my sister-in-law was pregnant again. So they told me, we should leave. So we did. They heard of some friends, like we should come to Greece. Greece is a nice place and they like refugees and blah 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 of those all the shit that is not true. Yeah, and that's how we got to Greece. It's pretty bad. It's not really ideal. I don't know, we were definitely not expecting that. Most of people weren't. And a lot of them would say, if we knew it would be like this, we would rather stay in Turkey. Like in this cold weather, well, I'm lucky that I'm in a container because I've been here for 6 months now. But there is a lot of people who's outside staying in tents. And there is a lot of rain who's coming. And it's windy and it's cold. And then there is a food lines. There is a police paper lines, and then there is every time you get out of the camp lines, police keep stopping you, asking you for papers, feel angry how they treat us. Sometimes feel like sheep, just keep us inside here and feed us whatever they want and then stay in here. Where are we, pets? You're a refugee. And then there is a thing that you stay here for 2 years and then they send you back. That's the worst thing. If you bear it, you lived all what you lived in your country, you, despite the war, despite the condition of the traveling, of your trips, of smuggling and all what you went through, come here, stay here in the camp, in a shitty place, with a shitty food, with a shitty people. And then after 2 years, they tell you, I'm sorry, we don't want you. We don't think you are good enough to get an asylum. Couldn't you say that 2 years ago so you can find somewhere else to go? Sorry, not supposed to use swear words. It just happens, sometimes. I never use swear words in Arabic, but in English it's kind of, like I've learned from movies and they use it a lot, so it just comes automatically. Anyway, don't know what to say about all this. My future is probably prison. Detention, they would say. I say it's prison, pretty much prison. Yeah. I have hopes, I have dreams, of course. Aston Martin. Just kidding. Not kidding, it is a dream. But yeah, I want to get out of this place and go somewhere and maybe finish my study, maybe study something else. Pretty mysterious future waiting for me.
There is hopes.